The Lord be with you.
You
know, just about every Sunday we have special visitors here at Peace, and it's interesting, especially when they sign the book out in the narthex. I do take a look at that and find out who has visited. Oftentimes there's friends and relatives from the Midwest, different visitors every single week here at Peace. And today we got a really special visitor. I don't think we've had anyone like this ever before. We have a dog. Reuben is with us, and again, it's great to have Team Reuben with us. And it's James Kasner and Teresa. They're with us. And at the conclusion of our service, we're going to invite them forward to give a presentation about the Lutheran Church Charities Comfort Dog Ministry and the impact that it has across the country. And so that'll be very special. Before we do begin, I do have some announcements to share. First off, happy Father's Day. That's also going on today. That's kind of important, isn't it? Thank you to our fathers that have dedicated themselves and pitched in and raised their children and supported wives and all the work of fathers. We're going to have a special prayer for them in our service today. And to make it even more crazy, today is Holy Trinity Sunday. So you might be scratching your head wondering, well, what is that? It's also known as that Sunday that we have the Long Creed Sunday. And so in our church service, we are going to be sharing that creed. It's the Athanasian Creed. And the church has been doing this for 2,000 years. It's not like we're inventing anything new. This creed is attributed to Athanasius. He didn't write it, but it's attributed to him. And we do it every year on Holy Trinity Sunday. And so we're going to do it in a unique way this morning in our church service by having it portioned out by two readers, pastor and congregation. And we're also having it in the beginning of the first half of the service and the second half of the service to break it up a little bit, to help us get through that. So you'll notice that in the worship bulletin this morning. Also, just a reminder about our schedule. We had a really good start off to our Bible study this summer. We're having a study on hospitality. If you think that's a light subject, I want to correct you. That is a very deep and truly needed study in today's culture and time. And so that's going to be a study that goes from this week, it starts, all the way for 9 weeks. And I'm pulling from some different resources to put the material together. Now, if you talk to anyone that came, there's some hokey videos, if you were there, but they were worth it, right? They were okay. You survived. So that's at 8:30 throughout the summer. Worship is at 9:30. Congratulations, first of all, for all of you being here this morning. This is my go time. 11 o'clock is my nap time, and this is when I'm alive. So this is good for me. And then at the conclusion of our worship today, we'll have Team Reuben come forward to share with us about their ministry. Tonight is the beginning of our first evening worship opportunity. That's going to go on throughout the summer at 7 p.m. each Sunday evening. And I know there were quite a few people that texted me and said, we're coming tomorrow night. We're fishing. We're going to come tomorrow night. Great. Take advantage of that opportunity, too. If you're out and about with family this summer, come back at 7 o'clock on Sunday for worship. The other thing that I chair next week is another different opportunity. We're going to be worshiping outdoors on the patio at 9:30 a.m. So I checked the weather. We're looking at about 63 degrees, 60 to 63. I don't know what that means to each person, so I give the temperature. 63 to me is like perfect. For some people, it's like the Antarctic, okay? So dress accordingly. It should be a beautiful day. It looks like the sun is going to be here, and at least the rain won't be here. So, and then finally, one last note about some projects around the church that have happened very quietly. Weeding has been done. I won't mention any names on these projects, but do notice them because people have really dug in and done them, literally. Weeding in the church, we don't have any weeds over here. That wasn't just magic. People were in there weeding, so we're thankful for that. Also, the youth room, if you take a look, there are new tables in there. That's going to be a blessing to the youth that come in there and that the use of that room. And then also the sacristy is completely cleared out and will be painted. So if you want to snoop around after church service and check out those little things that happen around, go ahead and do that. But stuff is getting done, so thank you for all those who have participated in those little projects. And Ellen, I know you've got an announcement too.
Thank you. Just a quick one. This Friday is our blood drive here at Peace Lutheran Church, and one thing our donors are always commenting about is our hospitality here in all the fresh homemade cookies and goodies that we have for them after they've donated. So if you feel the need to do some kind of service work this week, bake some cookies for our blood drive. And we also could use at least two more people to help just to visit with people after they've donated to make sure they're doing okay. And we have 11 openings yet, so if you know anybody that you think might be able to donate blood, just mention to them that we're having a drive here, and hopefully their hearts will drive them here. Thank you.
Yep, good stuff. Check out that website, www.redcross.org, to schedule an appointment. We wish you God's blessings on our worship here this morning, that we leave today. The goal today is to leave with a deeper sense of gratitude. A deeper sense of gratitude.